Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from Gap HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. Now, in our last podcast, we talked about why you need to give your employees contracts.
So this time it would be good if you could give me a bit more information about what I actually need to include in those contracts.
Right. Okay. Now, to just recap on what we talked about last time, you need to issue them with a contract to protect your business so that the statutory regulations don't apply, because you do have some flexibility in having your own areas in there, like notice periods and when you pay salaries. But also, you need to have the contracts as clear as possible so that people know what they're entitled to and they don't have to try and guess, and there are no misunderstandings which then lead to bad blood later on.
Okay. Right.
Now, the most important thing when an employee gets a contract is they will always look straight away for their salary. So you need to
include. Okay.
Usually, this, if it's a salary, it's usually done in a yearly amount. If it's a wage, it's done in a weekly or a monthly amount, depending on how you're paying them.
Okay.
You also need to have details of when you're actually going to pay them the money and how you're going to pay them the money.
Okay.
So that they know when to do anything like paying their rent or their mortgage. Mm. They have to have that in their bank account. The second thing they look for are their holidays.
Okay.
So you need to have something in there about the holidays, remembering that the statutory requirements are 20 days holiday plus 8 days bank holiday.
Right, so it's 20 days holiday plus 8 days bank holiday. So it's 28 days in total, including the bank holiday.
Yes.
That's the minimum that you have.
The absolute minimum
you have to give it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Then they'll look at their hours. So the normal working hours, say 9 to 5.30, and how much time they have off for lunch and whether that's paid or unpaid.
Right, okay, yeah, which obviously makes a difference.
Yeah. Then they don't usually look at this, but this is actually the most critical bit for you, is the notice period.
Right.
You need to put clearly what the notice period is during the probationary period, which is usually a lot shorter time, say a week on either side, mm-hmm. if it's things aren't working out. And then when they've passed that, more up to a month.
Okay. I think we talked last time that if you don't do include something yourself, then the minimum apply, which for the employee is only a week.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
And for the employer increases the quite a lot, quite substantially, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, so, exactly. So you need to make sure once they've been there for a couple
sure
of years,
you've got it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to find a replacement in the time
yes.
you've got.
Yeah, you've
that's
got
a
time.
Problem. Okay. You need to also be aware of a clause for when they leave, which is called the non-solicitation clause.
Right.
Now, that means that they will not approach your employees or your clients after they've left for a period of time.
Right, so they can't pinch your clients or poach your employees even to,
that's right.
to work. Right, okay, yes, so that would be sensible to include something.
Yeah.
To cover that, yeah.
And usually, and the aim is that they're not prevented from setting up in competition. They can set up in competition to you. I know you, would, as an employer, don't like to hear that. They can do that, but they can't go and directly approach your clients or employees to set up in competition.
Okay.
And then the final thing, which is very important, is to not have the grievance or the disciplinary procedure as part of your contract.
Right. Why is that then?
Because if it's in your contract and you've set it out in detail, we will do first this and then that and then the other, and you don't follow it to the letter, then you would not only be sued for unfair dismissal, but you would also be sued for breach of contract.
Right, so that just means they might end up getting even more money from
yes.
you if there was a problem.
Yes, another 3 to 4 weeks money on top of whatever they've already got.
But if it's not in the contract, you just include it elsewhere, presumably, like an employee handbook or something.
Okay. Yeah, so you just refer
so you
to
refer
it.
Refer to it, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then put the details in the employee handbook.
Ah, right, okay.
Okay, so that's an overview of what you need to put into your contracts.
Okay.
And then in our other podcast, we will actually go into more detail about how
about
you formulate
each,
it.
About each section. Okay, that'd be lovely.
Okay,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @preventativehr. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk and arrange your personal HR strategy session by giving me a call on 0845 459 6319.